I think they are going to go toe-to-toe with the biggest and best enterprise solutions in terms of refining their UI, ease of use, just ease of utilization, and then like just a refined, elegant experience there. Because you're into the season where they're like, you have to go fringe to find features that they're missing. Welcome to High Level Hot Takes. My name is Matt Tassino. And if you are a high leveler looking for ways to take advantage of this amazing tool and hear about cool case studies of how it's being used, you are in the right place. If you're looking for more tips and tricks and all things high level, check out howtohighlevel.com after the show.
It's everybody's favorite time of the week. It's High Level Hot Takes with Matt Tassino. Everyone's clapping.
This episode goes out to Kelsey. Because she told me, apparently she's an avid listener. If you guys don't know Kelsey, well, this is actually super relevant to Kelsey. And so Kelsey heads up High Level's affiliate program. And when she told me she listened, it got me thinking, how could I make content that would be intriguing to Kelsey? So we're going to do a hot take about High Level's affiliate program. This is, I think it's actually a question we maybe have addressed on a past show, just the question of like, do I do SaaS or do I do affiliates? But I think it's interesting to understand. Someone was asking me, maybe it was a little bit more on like the future of High Level and how the affiliate program kind of plays into this relationship here. And so I think it'd be a good hot take. Tyler, you've met Kelsey, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I first met her when we were at Disneyland, at Downtown Disney, having that chat. But I think she has to listen because you've made offers and told people on the show to email her directly. So now she like has to listen for awareness. Like what is Matt throwing out there that I need to be ready for at this point?
Yeah, interesting. Well, she told me, I won't say which one, but it was one of the hot takes I had. She was like, that's interesting. Let me go and try and dig this through and see if this is going in the right direction. She's like, reported cool. back from the team. Apparently I guessed it right. Now it's yet to be fully realized, but we will see, I think, some of those releases, you know, shortly into the end of Q4 and stuff like that. But
Matt, you were one of the early affiliates and you did a little bit of both, which I thought was
just accidentally. Yeah, it's interesting. From my story is it was technically when I started using High Level, there was no affiliate program. If you know me in any other context, maybe even in this context, I'm a hyperactive buyer. So I'm in a lot of masterminds or groups. But I'm mostly like, where do I get the value out of it? It's like, it's in-person events. So I'll show up, network with folks. Like that's when I'm most present. I think for a lot of us is like literally being in person. Like I've transported my person to a different state or city and I can be very present and I'm looking for like, can I get like one nugget, one takeaway to go back and implement? And then I'm just like, you know, head down or present in other areas, you know, between those sort of things. But so then digital communities, it's very difficult. I don't know, difficult. I've actively deprioritized trying to be that very present person in a digital community. And so same was true in the early days of High Level in the Facebook group. I made my first post I did make in the first 30 days trying to get people to vote for my feature and no one engaged with it. And so then I like disappeared. And so I missed the whole point when they said like, we have an affiliate program. We're doing this whole thing. And so I think they announced the affiliate program maybe in June of 2019. And I like, didn't even pay attention. I didn't even realize it was a thing until I think October of 2020. And so the big compelling thing for me was it was around that time, October 2020, when we'd been working with them and they came out with the funnel builder. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is very compelling. I know a lot of folks in another community that cares a lot about funnels. And this is super intriguing for anybody who's if they're an agency owner or they're doing sort of client services work. And now instead of, you know, trying to get your clients to sign up for another software, you could just have them sign up for your software. And so that was actually when I started. So it was October, I think 2020. And I was so ignorant of the process. It was so fragmented. I like manually signed up. This is actually one of my requests was they have that cool integration now, like lives inside of your account. And it like looks like this is the thing. I don't have that. Because I didn't realize there was like a default, like you're kind of forced into becoming an affiliate just by having an account. I thought like, I need to go and do this thing. And actually, to be fair, our account is so old, new, like it was, I think our relationship number is, I can look it up right now, but it's less than 1,000.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think we're less than 500. And so, and that includes like, you're technically like, that's all like their internal testing beta stuff like that. So we were like one of the first 100 people in the Facebook group and our actual relationship number is less than 500. And so, And I think I know Chris Lyle, who's like an OG. He was a client direct pre-agency, and I think his is still in the, you know, couple of hundreds there. Oh, so it's wow. like there wasn't a big gap between us starting there. But anywho, that's how I got started in the affiliate space. And so people often ask me, like, what's, you know, how to choose one or the other. I actually go find that other podcast. I did a pretty good mm-hmm. breakdown on how to decide what to do or when to do it. I want to talk more hot take future and kind of look at this. And so understanding the program and also the dynamic here, because what I'm excited for and looking forward to is this next season of High Level. I think they are going to go toe to toe with the biggest and best enterprise solutions in terms of refining their UI, ease of use, just ease of utilization, and then like just a refined, elegant experience there. Because you're into the season where they're like, you have to go fringe to find features that they're missing. Like if you're like, what more do you want? Like people can always ask for more, but sometimes it's like crazy. Like can High Level also file my taxes for me? I'd like to get rid of TurboTax. You're like, that's not. You're going but very fringe.
With the way it's going right now, they're like, that's ridiculous. It's in development.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's Q2.
Q2,
we overtake TurboTax. But so in that space, I think they're going to continue to refine. And I'd say over the next year, you're going to see a lot of these quality of life upgrades. I think there'll still be, you know, big ticket things that people want, but you'll see a lot more quality of life improvements happen. And so you see the quality of life improvements happen. But here's what's intriguing and why I think they can go toe-to-toe with anybody. It's actually because of their affiliate program. So big companies, public companies, other big competitors in the space have a whole division of just sales.
Right.
Like that is just a big, honestly, cost center, energy center, like attention center. And I would guess High Level starts to develop a sales department program, kind of more of your classic B2B SaaS sales in maybe end of 2025, maybe more so into 2026. So like, I would guess at least another year of that not even being a priority. Like, why are they able to do that? It's because of the affiliate program. They are so driven by community that they are able to relentlessly be hyper fixated on the product. And that's mm-hmm. what allows them to continue to win. Is it is like, if you can be like product centered, product focused marketing, that's very easy to say, very hard to do. You have to have the kind of like singular focus that High Level does, where you look at like the spread of their team and not even payroll, just consider the attention, the management, the dynamic, all of that. They are so heavily weighted towards development, like developers, because of that commitment to be so product focused. And I think it's really an awesome relationship there. So it's like, how do they continue to grow while being hyper-focused operationally on developers? You look at like, it's the affiliate program, but it is an incredible army of impact. I would say now, don't quote me on these numbers, this is my hot take, I'm just guessing, but I'd say the affiliate department now is maybe 30 folks. Maybe, I might be overestimating. It might be like 20, but I'd say it's matured all the way to like 30. Convert, like you're talking 20, 30x that size is the development team. So product 30x, the main vehicle for the sales. Well, why is that possible? Because they have a great product, and they do a really good job of deploying their customer base to be advocates and therefore affiliates. And so a couple hot takes about this, and I'm really looking forward to it. So they've, over the next year, if they're thinking, I want to focus on a quality of life, they still have a goal for growth, but there's two ways that you grow. You get more customers, or you get your same customers to pay you more money, right? Value per customer, number of customers. Those are the only two levers that you pull when you talk about like growing as a company. Their focus on quality of life upgrades means that on the surface, people aren't going to be, not as many folks are going to say, now they have that feature, that's why I'm signing up. So I think they could even be anticipating the potential for a decline in the velocity of new customer acquisition, potentially, right? Like, I think there's still addressable market that still make it. Maybe they'll, you know, that could all still like blast by. But if you're trying to find a correlation between development and new customer acquisition, it's like if it checks the box, no one pre-sale is going as deep as like to what extent does it check the box, if that makes sense. That'd be more of like a lagging metric of like churn, not a leading metric of a new acquisition. Because once you have a funnel builder, very few folks pre-sale are saying like, well, is your funnel builder as good as Webflow? And they're like, well, that's subjective. I think it's better than Webflow. They're like, okay, good. You know, sounds like good. I'm in. So what I anticipate them doing is expanding the impact of affiliates. So the affiliates' ability to now actually be connected to expansion possibilities, helping even other users in the platform increase adoption of the platform. I also say I think there's going to be some cool AI initiatives or blade revenue initiatives, which are designed to essentially deploy your agency base as salespeople. If you think about that, like that's the basis for blade revenue. But up until this point, blade revenue, and if people aren't familiar with that term, that just means high level is aligned in the sense of that you use the platform more, you pay for it more, and that's how they make more money, is in advantageous negotiations of like utilities. So,
right. Give an example of one, because I think that's still
Twilio. They negotiated a discount with Twilio, and this is a phone provider. And so when somebody sends 100 texts, it costs X dollars. And high level takes a piece of that X dollars.
Right. That's blade revenue.
And that's blade revenue. Cause it's like, it's slicing off a piece of it. It could be 1%, 5%, whatever it is. It's literally just a margin baked into it.
So it happens on a lot of the things that are plugged into high level. So like your phone systems, or
your phone, your
any
email,
of those incremental things,
your AI,
the more you use it, the more you pay. Yep. They're capturing slices of those or a piece from the blade. Right.
And this is why quality of life improvements in terms of the software are still actually aligned, because if it's easier to use, you'll use it more.
Yep.
And so I think that's still going to work well for them. But so I think there's other areas, I mean, lesser known ones that I think will actually phase out, things like Yext. I anticipate they'll find a different solution than Yext. But Yext is an example. For $30 per month, but you have to pay three quarters at a time, roughly $100, something like that is the math on it. But they negotiate a deal with Yext. There it is. I'm sure they take a small cut of it, and you can add it to your users. So people ask all the time, like, why do I not think high level will ever charge per sub account? Because they don't need to. Because if they can focus on making it easier to use, instead of charging you or somebody else $5 a sub account, $10, $30 a sub account, they would prefer to have average value per sub account. Like they might be making 50, but it feels like they charge nothing per sub account.
Yeah.
And
so in a way, it's almost like a managed freemium. Right.
It is. Where it's like, kinda, yeah, it's
the,
like
the one person is helping manage it by owning an agency.
Yep.
But then everyone, all the sub accounts, they're still making incremental money on, like, which would, you know, freemium software is how they make their money.
And so this is in some sense actually kind of like a upside down affiliate arrangement, right? So like typically the affiliate would say you sell the dollars over here and you get a cut of the person being paid. This is upside down, since like you're getting the opportunity to upsell on top of it, which is what a white sell or white label or reseller private label arrangement is. It's kind of like, oh, you get to choose your own margin. Some people charge 100% instead of just say, you know, 40% affiliate fee or cut there. And in the sense of like, if I could charge 100 times whatever my costs are, or if I charge 2x my costs, I get 100% margin. My hot take is what I think we're going to see is more of those expansion lines, those blade revenues now being looped into the affiliate arrangement. So now, just as high levels trying to expand that center, they're going to incentivize people like myself to make it easier and just inform and educate and even give a feedback loop of how to increase adoption in these areas. And so it's a cool season. Kelsey, you can let me know if I'm right or wrong here. But in general, here's what I'll say. Here's my other call to action. If you're not an affiliate for high level, I'm not saying abandon the SaaS model. I will say I did not, even now, like I've not said, dear barber, sign up for high level yourself. That's
right.
A recipe for like them not having success.
Right.
What I've focused on is people that actually serve like the ideal best fit folks inside of high level, which are typically digital service providers, people that serve other businesses. Agencies is another word for this, is like an outsourced digital service provider is a great fit. And I was surprised. I had somebody that just came here in the last month. They did this. They found me. They found my content. They signed up for high level. I actually didn't get credit for it. So Kelsey, you know, there's overflow.
We'll send
there.
You the email.
But they circled all the way back that then they wanted to join our community and, you know, other things we're doing on in HL Pro Tools. So they had to like let me know. But this was a person who had, you know, 1,000 businesses. They were building websites. That's a big operation. They have 1,000 recurring customers building businesses. They didn't even know HighLevel existed.
I want to highlight that because so many people think that this is a like super saturated red ocean, and it's because you're in it's your echo chamber, right? It's the people you're around. There are still thousands of opportunities around you that have never heard of it. Don't even know it exists.
And you could go into every Infusionsoft or Keep, whatever agency partner, every HubSpot agency partner, every like there's still hundreds of fringe communities that have hundreds, if not thousands, of ideal users in that space. And you even get folks who are like, I tried it 4 years ago and it was so limited. And you're like, you should come back and check out what's going on. Like it is a day and night experience if you judged it 4 years ago than what it is doing today. And so my encouragement there is, if you find value in it, why not share it? And HighLevel super generous with their affiliate program. Kelsey's awesome, runs that whole thing. And so this is why they have, it's an interesting dynamic of trophies. So I'm going to be getting, again, I think they've lowered the standard. I wish they kept the standard high, but I understand they want to include more folks. So when I got this golden trophy, it was for generating over, I think it was $1 million in commissions. I get judged by this, but like getting paid over $1 million by HighLevel. They've changed that now. You can get a gold trophy every year by getting paid over $100,000 a year. That's still significant. Okay. That's like
still cool. I hope it's lighter though.
I think it's the same trophy. I still love it. But I think what they found is they're like, one, if you pick that ceiling, they either have to like add, it's like now it's $2 million and $3 million. And what's going to end up happening? People like start booing when Matt keeps on walking across the stage and they're like, it's Matt again. And every
it
like,
does need to feel, yeah, every award should have a level of attainability, right?
Yeah, you want it to be attainable and accessible. And so I understand why they lowered the standard. But I didn't realize that the second year I was like, hot dang, there's so many other folks. And then I realized like, oh, they lowered the bar. Still phenomenal. And then now it's like, it's just an excuse to win the trophy every year, as opposed to being like every, you know, 4 years, you know, when you cross $1 million in new commissions or whatever your pace is there for affiliate commissions. Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to wrap up the show, but if you want, I'll include nothing. I'll just tell you, go search HighLevel and find out how to sign up for the affiliate program. If you're going to be at the summit, find me on Instagram and DM me. I'm organizing something for folks that are going to be at the summit. If you're listening to this and the summit already happened, just DM me the word summit. We are basically digitalizing the entire experience behind the scenes, the whole look there. And so if you want kind of, you know, Matt's documentary series of the summit, just DM me the word summit on Instagram. Obviously this would only apply. Well, you could DM me the word anyway. If it's pre-summit, I'll tell you how to be part of it. If it's post-summit, I'll just give you a ton of cool resources there. So find me on Instagram, Matt Ticino, and DM me the word summit.